the love of God for all the world. Amen.
Amen.
Gospel reading is from John 15:1-8. This can be found in your Pew Bible, page 1676. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, help us to understand our dependence upon you, you as the gardener and the vine, and we as the branches. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. Kenny's going to start this video for me. This is famed tightrope walker, and for the weak at heart, this might send some of y'all into a little tizzy here, because this is famous tightrope walker Philippe Petit. And you may know him famously for a documentary that came out a few years ago called Man on Wire. He famously, in 1974, right before the Twin Towers were completed, he walked across on a tightrope between the Twin Towers. Here he is, 16 stories up. Down below him is Amsterdam Avenue, and he is walking from an office building to the top of the church, the Cathedral of St. John Divine. And it was a time to celebrate. Look at these people, I can't even watch. She's crossing herself. You may notice he's not working with safety ropes. He has no nets underneath him, and he has no harnesses either. And he did a lot of this. He was quite famous for doing tightrope walking for many years. He's given it up now. He's old enough that he knows smart not to do it. All right, so I guess my question is, what is tightrope walking all about? What is it about? What do you need to have in order to do this? What's that? What do you hear? What'd you say, Amy? Faith. That's a good one. Who? What else? You need a tightrope. Yeah, you need a tightrope. Balance. You need to have a tightrope. You need to have some guys to do the tightrope. You need to have balance, right? That's the most important thing on this. Now, what's interesting, I was reading this week about tightrope walking. One of the things that's interesting is that you'll notice the key is really, he has a very up, you see his posture, how solid it is. Look, it's freaking me out right now, because look, he looks like he's walking on air. See this? It's all, his posture is very important, because you have to distribute your mass. And you have to also, apparently, I didn't realize this, fight against the rotational forces of the wire itself. That wire he is walking on wants to turn. It wants to get him off of there, just because of how it's centered, how that works. And in this way, tightrope walking is a kind of a science as much as it is an art. And for a guy like Philippe, he knows, right, that there is no, that the his connection to the wire is everything, right? That he needs to have a clear connection between his feet and the wire and the rest of his body, and there's no clearer line between life and death, all right, than this wire he stands on. They learn to abide in this wire very quickly, responding to its movements and his desire to rotate. If you've ever seen, look how high, look at this, 16 stories high. And you learn quickly as a tightrope walker that you have to be able to read the wire. You have to know what it's giving you and how to respond with your body immediately. Look at his feet. Watch his feet. Isn't that amazing? Look at that. That's incredible. So when I hear Jesus talk about, I am the true vine, and anything that does not abide in me will wither and fade, I cannot help but think about Philippe on his wire. Jesus is asking his disciples to remain connected to the source of their creation, to realize their power, their strength comes not from their hard work, but from the vine that nourishes and sustains them. The wire, right? Staying connected to that vine is the difference between a fruitful life and one that's wasted. And if we have that connection, no matter how unbalanced our life may be or the challenges we may face, we have a place to return, a grounding, a center. A tightrope walker learns how to respond to becoming unbalanced. That's part of what that giant pole he's holding is. That helps distribute his mass. And he learns that he can manipulate that just in the right way to remain. And this is where he gets stupid. This is where you just like, okay, that's just dumb. What are you doing that for? But he learns. He learns how, when he gets to be unbalanced, to work it back to balance. And this is an interesting idea, right? That we too have to realize our dependence upon the vine from which we have our life. We too should seek to have such a balanced and constant connection to the vine that is Jesus Christ, as solid and constant as Philippe had to be with his wire. There he is. Look, he's so happy he got done. And he's got, and then he, by the way, he immediately, I didn't put this in, but at the end of the video, he goes to see his wife and he's got a newborn baby. Like, oh, you're a crazy man. How could you do this? So this is what the scripture is asking of you. Do you feel connected to the source of life even when you're at your lowest? Are you able to find your footing again when you start to lose it? Can you find your way back home after being lost for a long time? So there's all this research being done about parenting. And one of the things that they talk about parenting-wise when your kid is little, that there's all these things we fret over. We worry about reading to them every night. Are we spending enough quality time with them? Are we doing all of this stuff, right? Are we reading? Are we going through our ABCs? Are we going to this? One of the things that they noticed as a huge signifier for how well a child will become an adult, how successful and how they'll be able to get through life, is they found that actually the most and almost the most important thing is a bond between the child where the child feels secure, that the child feels safe, that their parent or whoever is raising them provides a safe atmosphere for them always to come back to. Because what do kids do? They go out and explore. They learn. They need to go learn their boundaries. They need to go figure out what life is all about. But they always need a place to return. And they have found that if a child has that security, that safe place to return after they have gone out and explored and gotten a little scared, as we learned up here in the children's moment, right? The monsters outside. I need to get back home, right, Justin? she was living that principle right there for you. The monster was outside. I got home, the home that you have helped provide, Justin, that she felt safe, right? That is what we call a firm foundation. And this is what Jesus is talking about when he says he is the true vine. He's talking about finding your equilibrium again, that you're too dangerously close to the edge. Come back to the source. There you will find a meaningful and fruitful life. Find your roots in me. That's what he's saying. You can always come back to me. Go out and explore. Go figure life out. But never forget that you are connected to the vine. And you need that vine for your life. Because here's the deal. If you're actually a branch, right? It's not hard for you to realize that you're connected to the vine. Just look over. Oh yeah, I'm connected to the vine, right? No delusions of independence there, right? If you're Philippe on that wire, there isn't one second that you know your life depends upon your connection to that wire we're walking. Philippe never thinks for a minute that he can walk on air, right? Philippe knows he needs that connection. But as children of God, right, we can go months or years without thinking about our connection with the vine, the source of our life. We ignore it. We convince ourselves of our own self-dependence. And we feel too busy to make time to remind ourselves that we truly are connected to God and Jesus Christ. But if we believe that resurrection is possible, if we believe that God is the creator, the sustainer, then we should be constantly seeking to reaffirm our connection to the vine. Now, here's the question. How do you do that? You say, Gray, all right, it's wonderful. I get it. Philippe's up on his wire. We're supposed to be connected to Jesus. I get it. Okay, fine. That's wonderful. Great sermon. Be done here. But what does it mean? What does it mean? How do we do it? How do we stay connected? Because I don't know about you all, but my life often is chaos. Thursday night, I got 2 hours of sleep because I got a little boy that has molars coming in. Right? And that next day, I'm a zombie. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel as unbalanced as possible, right? And you all have that equivalent in your life, whether it's health issues, whether it's emotional things that you're dealing with. We all have that chaos that seems to be closing in on us, right? So how do we find balance? How do we find connection to Jesus Christ, our true vine? I am convinced it starts with gratitude. It starts with gratitude. Remembering that every day we wake up, that we are connected to Jesus Christ. That every day we need to be seeking avenues to be grateful, even when we are in the midst of chaos and imbalance. This gratitude shifts your perspective. It can be a way of life that roots you in the overwhelming gifts of God, even when you feel just like there is no gifts. Diana Butler Bass, in her new book, Grateful, says this about gratitude. All around us every day there are gifts. Whether we're facing a crisis or not, no matter our challenges or feelings, there are gifts, most of which go unnoticed, unappreciated, often disregarded. Sometimes they take us by surprise. We experience the aha of being helped. Or we suddenly see a beautiful sunset and gratitude wells up in our being. Gifts seem to spring upon us like an epiphany. But if we cultivate awareness to see these gifts more often with clearer and more consistent vision, something else happens. Thankfulness becomes more habitual, a regular part of how we respond to the world. Yes, gratitude still holds the power to surprise and elicit a strong emotional response. However, as a habit, it becomes a steadying companion, incorporated into the story of our lives. Gratitude is not just a knock your socks off revelation of goodness and beauty. It emerges as a daily, even hourly, disposition of appreciation toward familiar gifts. And that's what I think about. That I need to get back to balance. I'm walking this tightrope life, and I'm starting to lose it, right? I'm starting to get unbalanced. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to fluctuate my weight enough to stay on this line. And then I remember the gifts. I remember the things that God has given me each and every day. I remember each and every one of you. I remember my parents. I remember my family. Even after 2 hours of sleep, I still love that little boy. And boy, is he cute that next day. And I think, yeah, this life is a gift. And yeah, I got stuff I got to face. Yeah, it's going to be tough. And it's not going to be easy all the time. But I have been given that connection to Jesus Christ, the true vine. And if I can rest in that gratitude, that thankfulness, I will be able to find my balance again and walk that tightrope of life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.